you get three or four of those chances on a plate and you're thinking, all right, the fourth one are going or the fifth one are going, and when they don't go in, you unfortunately, you sometimes back your mind, fear the worst, and then they get a goal which sort of epitomises the goals we've conceded over the season, really. I think a long ball and not dealt with initially, and then people not tracking their runners, and it's a good finish. And then once they get their tails up and they get that goal, it's very difficult to get back, and then it's a sort of blessing in disguise. You get that penalty, and obviously that's missed, and then obviously the whole vibe of the place is down in their knees, and I can understand that today.
Yes, because it did seem to be a turning point in terms of the attitude of the players as well.
I think it's, you know, I think when you're down, then the season they've had, it's only sort of so many punches in the stomach you can take, and obviously over the season some of them have been, you know, self-inflicted. But recently they've shown a real character and a togetherness and some good play. And I just feel after that penalty miss, it was, you could just see that the heads went a little bit. And they did keep going. But I think there wasn't that belief around the place today, unfortunately, that we were going to get something after that.
So much was made of these back-to-back home games against fellow strugglers. Just how devastating are these two defeats?
I think it's more devastating that we haven't got a point at the two, really. I can keep saying about the squad and injuries and youngsters coming in, but those youngsters who have played have showed that they're up to it. And even today, as I say, Michael Clark come on and was excellent. So I've got to, as a manager, got to look at those positives and put my arm around those young lads and make sure that Michael Clark does get a pat on the back for having a good game, and try not let the whole result sort of bring too many people down. But it is about the results, and we've had two home games and unfortunately got nothing from them, especially after Notts County, where the performance was excellent and the whole vibe was positive. Today, as much as I don't think it was a poor performance, I think it was a bit self-inflicted due to our missed chances.
Have you been trying to bring in players?
I think it's something that won't happen. I've been made to understand that it won't be happening. So, as I say, I've got to try and put my attention on the players I've got and try my best to keep their heads up.
The penalty wasn't taken by Paul McCullen. Is that because he was playing and he wasn't fully fit?
I think soon after that, he was really hobbling. Obviously, that's why I made the change. For me, up until the penalty was taken, I thought he was taking it. And then he didn't. So I think, I didn't know what was said at the time between him and Callum. So after that, you get what you see, he's hobbling. And you know, I need to speak to him and find out what the situation was. But it's difficult sometimes when players are out there, they feel something going on in a minute. Because soon after that, Mac had sort of looked at me and said, I really am struggling. So maybe it was that going into it. But before the game, he was declared fully fit.
What about Tom Parks? Because I can't imagine he was fully fit.
He was fully fit in terms of, he was fit to start in Parks' level, if that makes sense. And even 20 minutes in, he said he felt fine. But I was aware that if he got a whack on it at some point, those sort of things reoccur. So even from the start, I told Michael Clark to be fully ready even after a minute. And I just felt 4 or 5 minutes before half-time we could get through to half-time and then sort of talk to Clarkie about his role when he comes on.
After back-to-back home games, it's back-to-back away trips now, and the form has been better on the road.
Yes, it has. I mean, the form in terms of performance has been good at home. So, you know, we're going to Stevens. I think they won. I think they're up in the playoffs now, so that's going to be an extremely tough game, followed by Newport away. So, you know, this is it. I signed up to it. I know what it's all about. It's tough. Players are feeling it. They're feeling the pain. I know the supporters are frustrated. And as I always say, you know, regards to the back-to-back results, we'll go to Stevenage and they'll certainly be trying their best to get a result.
But you'll have Nicky Hunt back after his two-match ban because of 10 bookings. I make it 9 bookings now for Gavin Massey.
Yeah, I think he's close. So, you know, hopefully it doesn't all come at once. Hunt will be back, and he'll be back and probably play Tuesday, which would be great because we've missed his experience as we have with Liam Kelly. So, yeah, no, it's one of them that your sort of heart's in the mouth now with Gav. You don't want him to get booked. And I thought a lot of those players have over sort of exceed expectations, really, of how they've played, especially those young lads. And I think sometimes they have an off day in terms of their energy levels and things not falling their way, which was the case a little bit today.
And finally for me, how difficult is it going to lift this squad now ahead of that almost a local derby, isn't it, at Stevenage?
Yeah, it's going to be more difficult than it has been in previous games, 100%. just because I think after that Notts County there was a real buzz in the dressing room and looking forward to this game today. And the game comes and we missed the chance to get a point out of the game. And as human beings, yeah, whether you're a supporter as a manager or a fan or media, whatever, it's a bit gut-wrenching. So, as I say, as human beings, you've got to react how you would react. I don't expect them to be laughing and joking in there, which they're certainly not. They'll be down. And Monday, we'll see. But they won't have a big spring in Estet. So that's where I've got to lift them best I can.